from Northeast Pennsylvania, from New York's Catskills, on either side of the Delaware River, this is Folk Plus, and I'm Angela Page. The show airs Sundays on WJFF and repeats the following Wednesday on folkmusicnotebook.com. I can't do the show without the amazing talents of so many songwriters and musicians. I like to take listeners on a journey through a theme for the hour, so stay tuned and listen for today's theme. Thanks for coming on this hour journey with me for Folk Plus. I had a request last year for someone who had lost a loved one to play some songs that might be calming. This time of year, I myself remember family members who I lost. So I have an hour of songs with clever songwriters capturing the mood of missing someone who used to be in your life. Let's get started with a song of John Smith, remembering his father. Welcome to this hour of Folk Plus.
That's my dad in the photograph, sitting in a boat with his fishing hat, smiling at me, smiling at life, with a pole in his hand, just waiting for a bite. I remember me and my brother getting up early before all of the others. We were going fishing, just Dad and us, down below the dam before the sun came up. Now my dad, he smiles at me from above the clouds, where the angels sing. Sometimes I feel a little tug on the line. That's my dad on the other side. Well, my dad built pistons down at the factory. He worked like a dog with 12 mouths to feed. But I bet he got a medal when he crossed the pearly gates, and I'm sure he's up there fishing in St. Peter every day. Now my dad, he smiles at me from above the clouds, where the angels sing. Sometimes I feel a little tug on the line. My dad,
that's my dad
on the other side. Now I'm all grown up, I got kids of my own. Sometimes I'm a busy guy, always going down the road. But I learned from my dad to save a little time for the ones you love before it all slips by. My dad, he smiles at me from above the clouds, where the angels sing. Sometimes I feel a little tug on the line. That's my dad,
that's my dad
on the other side. That's my dad in the photograph, sitting in a boat with his fishing hat, smiling at me, smiling at life, with a pole in his hand, just waiting for a bite. Yeah, that's my dad on the other side.
My father died a year ago today. Rooster started crowing when they carried Dad away. There beside my mother in the living room I stood, with my brothers and my sisters knowing Dad was gone for good. Well, I stayed at home just long enough to lay him in the ground, and then I caught a plane to do a show up north in Detroit town, because I'm older now. I've got no time to cry. I've got no time to look back. I've got no time to see the pieces of my heart that have been ripped away from me. And if the feeling starts to come in, I've learned to stop and fight. I still remember when I was a girl. So many things have changed, so much here in my world. I remember sitting on the front yard when an ambulance went by, and just listening to those sirens, I would break down. What I'm supposed to do, working overtime to make sure that I don't come unglued. I guess I'm older now. I've got no time to cry. I've got tragedies from which to pick and choose. The baby that was missing was found in a ditch today, and there's bombs a-flying and people dying not so far away. Now take a beer from the refrigerator and go sit out in the yard, and with a cold no time. I've got no time to cry.
Sun is sinking, the moon is rising, the fire is warm in the stone. I find myself thinking, that's not surprising for one who's so often alone. Well, I'm not one to brood, and there's plenty to do with the things that fill up a night. They can't fill the space that's aching just for you. And mama, I miss you tonight. I'm missing the laughter, I'm missing the fights, and I'm missing the times in between. Wasn't it one ask any man, and I have no doubt you did right. I'm not sure this longing was part of the plan, but mama, I miss you tonight. The questions only you could answer, dancing through my mind.
my father, I'm still your daughter. I was the last one to kiss your brow. If you could have told me or known how to show me, maybe I'd feel differently now. I'm sad and I'm mad and I'm missing you, Dad, trying to understand. Grief is a lonely land. When I needed you most to just hold me close, it was as if you didn't know how. I'd like to think you would say, if you were here today, you'd wanna hold me now. Those are the words I wished I'd have heard in the last days while holding your hand. Grief is a lonely land. Remember that song now, my son sings along now, the one you once sang to me. Maybe in that old tune I can hold on to you, find peace in its sweet melody. Still comes in waves, but I'm doing the best that I can. Grief is a lonely land. You were my father, I'm still your daughter.
Lonely young wife in her dreaming discerns a lily-decked pool with a border of ferns and a beautiful child with butterfly wings trips down to the edge of the water and sings. Come, mama, come. Step on the leaves of the water lily. And the lonely young wife, her heart beating wild, cries, wait till I come, till I reach you, my child. But the beautiful child with butterfly wings steps out on the of the lily and sings. Come, mama, come, quick, follow me, and step on the leaves of the water lily. And the wife in her dreaming steps out on the stream, but the lily leaves sing. She wakes from her dream. All the waking is sad for the tears that it brings, and she knows 'tis her dead baby spirit that sings. Come, mama, come, quick, follow me, step out on the leaves of the water. Come, mama, come, quick, follow me, and step on the leaves of the water lily.
But so his grandmother was in hospice care. She was 97, and she had wanted to write a book called My Walk Through the 20th Century. She was born in 1899, and she really wanted to make it to 2000, but she didn't. But she was a remarkable woman, and she had learned all of her poetry by recitation, as most kids did of her age. And so she had usually a poem for every occasion. So we would come to visit, and if the daffodils were coming up, she would quote something about the daffodils. So when she was in hospice, she lived in this beautiful house overlooking the Potomac River Valley down near Washington, D.C. She had a big picture window. So she had a band brought in, and she was in that bed. And we sang to her, and we talked to her. And so the day before she died, she opened her eyes and she said, "Sunset and evening star." We knew that it was a poem. We knew she was trying to tell us something. So we went and got her a book of America's Best Loved Poems, and we found it in there. And it was Tennyson's Crossing the Bar, a poem about conscious dying. It was one he wrote very, very late in his years. It put in his will that it should be the last poem in any collection of Tennyson poetry that's ever published, and so it is. And it's a song that we've been doing for many, many years. We were just amazed that Mrs. May was able to say so much with one line at the very end.
Sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me. May there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. When I put out to sea, when I put out to sea, may there be no moaning of the bar when I put out to sea. But such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home, turns again home, turns again home. When that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark. May there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. When I embark, when I embark, may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out our bourne of time and place the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar, to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. When I have crossed the bar. I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar.
I still see my brother Michael, pressed and polished, shaking hands down at the store. Everybody'd come to see the All-Star hop the Greyhound bus to go to war. He punched me in the arm to say goodbye. It was the first time that I saw our father cry. I kept all my brother's letters tied in ribbon in a box beneath my bed. Every night I read by flashlight with the covers in a tent above my head. His words said not to worry, doing fine. It was his way of trying to ease my mind. While I was trying not to read between the lines. Picking out our dresses for the prom. With my brother in some desert, dodging bullets when he wasn't dodging bombs. While we went from the land of brave and free to just being afraid to disagree. While I was being brought down to my
One winter morning of a day last year, I heard a secret that I now can say concerning Jamie, who's passed away. If you had known her, then you'd agree. Her smiling eyes could make a blind man see. She laughed with innocence and she moved a style. Full-grown lover with a childhood smile. She moved up west where the air is clean to study poetry at evergreen. I thought I'd see her in a year or two. We heard rumors that I feared were true. They never found where she went that night. The man she lived with said they'd had a fight. And she left that cabin to walk alone. Kept the light on, but she never came home. She must have gone by the riverside. The searchers say that's how she must have died. The winter water was cold with snow. An icy boulder, and down she'd go. Well, I heard the news, but I could not cry. I should be shattered, but my eyes were dry. To feel no sorrow was my surprise. Words came easy for those last goodbyes. Till I took a walk by the river bend, where once we lingered when she was my friend. I tried to melt the river of tears inside. River flowed, but joy I cried. She may be gone from this life we know. She may have frozen in the ice and snow. But there's a secret that my heart can't tell. Except to say that she's safe and well. A river bend where the stream runs clear. One winter morning of a day last year, I heard a secret that I now can say.
People passing on, it's a part of life, but hard for us who still remain to cope with it. We just heard 9 songs there in a row. Way back, we heard That's My Dad from John Smith, remembering his father. how he used to take him fishing. Then we heard Iris DeMent with No Time to Cry, remembering her parent. And Sally Rogers with Claudia Schmidt, Mama, I Miss You Tonight. And Amy Spies, Grief is a Lonely Land, missing her mother. And we heard Priscilla Herdman doing a just beautiful melody that she put to an Australian poet, Henry Lawson, who lived from 1867 to 1922, a song called The Water Lily, about coping with the loss of a child. We heard Rainey Arbaugh and Daisy Mayhem introducing the song about her relative who wanted to have a Tennyson poem read at their funeral. We heard Jamie's Secret by David Wilcox, coping with people who die at their own hand. And we heard Weight of the World, also an Amy Spies song, but covered there by Judy Collins, losing her brother to war. So how do people cope? Let's hear some songs about that. Ellie Conley will sing about, listen, some people just are ready to move on. When she sings I Miss You, we'll hear Bruce Coburn's awesome song, Closer to the Light, realizing that people are closer to the light, and other people singing about taking one day at a time. Thanks for listening to this hour about coping with people you might be missing on this hour of Folk Plus.
You said you wanted to die. We said we want you to live. But you were near 95, and we were just selfish kids. And you were trying to be real. I can't imagine just how hard that was to do. I miss you. You said you'd live long enough, and you were ready. Did your crosswords at noon and fell asleep to your shows. You were so tired of that screen. I can't imagine just how hard it was for you. Still, I miss you. Everybody knows the death will come to claim them in. But I do suppose for you he was a long-awaited friend. When it was nearing the time, I hope your hearts have felt clear, and that the call from beyond was a mercy to hear. 'Cause you were finally free. I can't imagine what it felt through. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you. I miss you.
Closer to the walked outside. Summer moon was nearly down. Mist on the fields, holy stillness all around. Death's no stranger, no stranger than the life I've seen. Still I cry, still I beg to get you back again. Gone from mystery to mystery. Gone from daylight into night. Another step deeper into darkness. Closer to the light. Another step deeper into darkness. Closer to. Deeper into darkness, closer to the
How long I have to follow him, Perhaps I won't in time, but I live one day at a time. I live one day at a time. I dream one. Yesterday's dead, and tomorrow is blind, and I live one day at a time, and I live one day at a time.
Hard times go, we're still here. High or low, I'm gonna take one step at a time. Gonna keep walking, walking, walking. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. I'm gonna take one step at a time. Gonna keep walking, walking, walking. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. I know you're sad, look at yourself, but turn it like that. Now how does that help? Every thought that crosses your head doesn't have to be heard, doesn't need to be said. And I'm gonna take one step at a time. Gonna keep walking, walking, walking. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. I'm gonna take one step at a time. Gonna keep walking, walking, walking. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. Next time, try the knob before you break my door down, before you deal me such a clumsy blow. I could build a wall with all this faith you tore down, if I could see where all the pieces go. Like a beautiful sea, till the light comes down through the moonlit trees. Oh, maybe we'll win, and maybe we won't. Some days fly, and some days don't. I'm gonna take one step at a time. Gonna keep walking, walking, walking. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. I'm gonna take one step at a time. Gonna keep walking, walking, walking. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. Everything gonna be fine, I know it will. I'm alright, I'll get by.
You heard Cheryl Wheeler doing One Step at a Time. You heard Joan Baez doing One Day at a Time. Bruce Coburn, Closer to the Light, and L.I. Conley doing I Miss You. Now, Moira Brennan was the lead singer for Clannad. I just absolutely adored her voice and everything Clannad did. And we lost her this month, but ironically, here she is singing about somebody she lost and how she still thinks of them.
This time of year is happy and sad, 'cause you're heart, but you're not here. Da 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 da. Can I be strong now? Da 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 da. I still believe in Christmas. The gifts we share.
I want to end with the amazing Beth Ferguson. We lost too early, died of cancer. She wrote this song, Canadian singer. She wrote this song to her friends, hoping they would remember her. Thanks for tuning in to Folk Plus. This is Angela Page. You can reach me at folkplus@gmail.com if you want more information about some of the artists. Strong.
remember me, oh, I have not gone. Remember me, oh, you carry on. In the middle of the night, when the lights go
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors, celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail, morgan-outdoors.com.
President Trump is no stranger to an online fight. Now he's taken on the Catholic Church.
He was very much against what I'm doing with regard to Iran, and you cannot have a nuclear Iran. Pope Leo would not be happy with the end result.
I'm Deborah Becker. Trump versus the Vatican. How will this affect American Catholics? That's on the next On Point.
Monday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. From river to river, mountain to mountain, we are Radio Catskill.